Isn't it funny that we have air conditioners and hair conditioners? Like, they're so different, and yet just one letter away.
You know, they're not as different as they could be, though, because, like, oh, no, I'm thinking of hair dryers.
Those two have a lot in common.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. They both blow out air. One's hot, one's cold. But yeah. No, hair conditioner, the liquid, is very different. You are correct.
And yet, only an H.
They both improve the quality.
Yeah, that's true. But let's do that as an instead of. If you could add an H to anything, what would make it totally different?
A hair plane.
What does that mean, though? There's no such thing as a hair plane.
It's a hairy plane.
Yeah.
It's a hairy plane?
A plane covered in fur. Hair. Like a mane.
It's a wig delivery service. Oh, yeah. It's like the Dumb and Dumber van, except a plane.
Yeah. A dog plane.
And it also carries wigs to double down on the hair theme.
Yeah. Well, why else would somebody do that?
Startup idea. A wig delivery dog plane.
You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Tappan Johnny, Mike Bogart, and me, Josh Harrison.
Well, something just happened to me.
How recently? You're making that sound like it literally happened this moment.
You know how comedians take the stage and they go, well, last week I met this girl, and Mike is taking that setup to the most final level of like, something just happened to me.
Something is happening to me right now.
Yeah, this was 45 minutes ago or so.
Okay.
I was out at the pool in my building, soaking up some rays, and I took a seat next to a gentleman who was napping.
Wait, was his name Ray?
I don't know his name. He's like, you know how every building has like an older cool guy?
No.
No? He's like, okay.
Maybe on TV.
He's out there just like snoozing on a chair. He's got just like a shock of white hair, like platinum white hair. He's got like the cleanest teeth I've ever seen.
Like Todd Sweeney? Sweeney Todd, right.
No, nothing like Sweeney Todd.
Well, he's got the shock of white hair.
He's a suave older gentleman.
Wait. Mike, did you say that he's sitting there and instead of listening to Living on a Prayer, he's snoozing on a chair? Is that what you said?
He's out there snoozing on a chair. He smells like coconut oil. He's just like, got it going on.
Oh, we're already here. Snoozing on this chair.
So I sit down. I'm just laying there next to him. About 10 minutes later.
Wait, why are you lying next to him?
Like sharing a queen bed next to, or like?
I'm in the chair next to the man. I just.
How many chairs are out there?
Yeah, did you have other options?
I guess I did, but this one's good. He smells like coconut. He smells good. Anyway. Like, I'm a little behind him, so I can't see his face. And I'm just sitting there, and he goes, oh, how's your summer going?
Who's he talking to? You?
I don't know. I just go, it's good. And then because I'm, like, not good at this, I just didn't say anything else. And he just doesn't say anything either. And I just sit there. A little time passes. No one says anything. Maybe 5 minutes. He goes, it's hot out here. I go, yep. Another 5 minutes or so pass.
These are the conversation skills of the building's cool guy?
Dude, this is Hank Hill in the alley. Yep.
On both sides of the conversation.
Another 5 minutes or so pass. He goes, whoa. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Was I sleeping?
You were talking to a man while he was asleep?
I thought I was having like a genuine, to me, I'm like, I'm killing it in the small talk. Like, we're not, we got this down. The man was not awake.
Oh my God. Oh my God. What you took as conversational nuance was just an old guy sleeping by the pool. You knew he was snoozing on the chair.
I thought he had woken up, and I thought we were having like a moment, like a connection. We were like becoming friends.
This just happened to you?
This happened 45 minutes ago, yeah. And then once he woke up, he was the most charming, sweet man I've ever met. He let me borrow his floaty thing. He just like flashed this winning smile. He was so charming. I see why everybody likes him.
So you were talking with the voices in his head?
He was talking like as if he was making small talk among the folks, you know? He's like, he was like, yeah, he's like, it's a hot one. It's a hot one out here, something like that. And he said, how's your summer going?
Oh my God, guys, do you see what's happened? He's been sitting by the pool for so long that now he is the pool.
I think you're right.
All the words that come out are like the things guests would say, and he has floaties, and like no one's ever actually seen him leave the pool in 14 years.
Dude, yeah, I think he's the god of the pool.
He is the pool.
He's the pool. Oh my. Oh. He got it. You know what he did when he woke up? He immediately got in and started swimming laps.
Of course he did.
Huh.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Did he have that like old man Speedo on?
He didn't, but he looks like he lives outside, you know? Like not tan, but like not orange either, just like oak. He's like a very cherry wood. He looks like a tree.
Wow. Well, I hope to hear more from the saga of who'd you say, Ray?
Didn't get his name. I'm not good at this.
The man who smells of coconut.
That's wild. Well, was there an instead of attached to this, or did you just want to tell us what happened?
No, I just wanted to tell you guys what happened.
All right, well, let's make one up then.
Okay.
What else could he have said to break the silence that you would have been equally shocked by?
He could have said, your brother's pretty.
Your brother lives with you, right?
He does. He was there in the pool.
Oh, God damn.
I don't know how I would have handled that.
I mean, the same way you handle the other stuff.
I guess.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, do you have an answer?
Oh, I mean, I wasn't there. What would have surprised me?
I'm sorry, did you say you weren't there? Do you think that's how hypotheticals work sometimes?
No, well, I mean, are you asking me what would surprise me or what would surprise Mike?
Hey, man, if you could go back in time and kill Hitler, would you do it? Oh, I don't know. You know, I never actually was back in time, so I can't actually think this through, you know? It's a difficult exercise for me.
Well, there's the level that's missing. Is it what would surprise me if I was in Mike's shoes or what I think would surprise Mike?
What would surprise you if you were in Mike's shoes?
Yeah.
Okay. Your brother's pretty because I don't have a brother.
Boo. It's like the most telegraphed joke you've ever told. People saw it a mile away. Mike, can you boo him real quick? Boo.
Oh, no. I can't. I couldn't do that to somebody.
So this also just happened to me earlier.
Come
today.
On, man. Like, if you're going to steal the punchline from his last joke and then also steal the start of his last joke, you're going to come off looking like a hack.
So I just watched Titanic today as part of that Best Picture project. And, and we texted a little bit about this, but I do have an instead of at the end. So just kind of to repeat myself.
Boy, this one's going to be a doozy. Is it going to be, what if the iceberg wasn't there?
No. So, I found out in reading up on this movie that it pretty much existed because James Cameron wanted to, go on an expedition underwater and see the Titanic. He heard that, an IMAX movie did that years before. So he's like, well, screw it. I can do that. And 20th Century Fox gave him, $200 million or something to go do that. And then he made a bad movie attached to it.
Damn, it takes $200 million to go do that?
That was the most expensive movie at the time it came out.
Wait, oh, okay. The $220 million includes the budget of the movie, not just going down to see the
Titanic. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, the budget of the movie, including the expedition to capture footage down there, was $200 million or so.
How much would it have cost just to go down there if you just wanted to rent a submarine?
I don't know. Probably a couple million dollars. That's a tough expedition. There aren't many.
But don't you feel like he could have paid for it and avoided having to make a full-length feature film?
Well, so that's kind of where my instead of's going. So have you ever taken on a large task with very different intentions than others might have suspected?
I'm thinking there's probably some scheme I ran to get someone to like me.
I mean, that's basically what James Cameron did. This was the scheme to end all schemes. He went on the record. He quoted, it was not because I particularly wanted to make the movie. I wanted to dive to the shipwreck.
Good for him, by the way.
And he won the fucking Oscar.
I know. How many Oscars did that movie win?
It was also, I think it broke the record for the most number of Oscars won also.
I think it tied the record with Ben-Hur. But I don't know. Oh. I don't know.
He's like, I wasn't even trying.
I put in the minimal effort on making a movie just because I wanted to go down there.
And it shows. That movie's not good.
Yeah.
There has to be something that, Mike, that you, I bet you and I have jointly lied about doing something together. I'm really glad we can cut out silence.
Me too. I need a second. This is why we could never do this live if we got popular.
No, we just have to prepare the answers beforehand.
No, because we'd have to take questions from the audience.
No, we wouldn't. We put plants in the audience. Look, there's ways around this. I can't think of anything. If I think of something else, I'll bring it up later.
I feel like there's something in your habits, Tavin.
You think I've lied about doing laundry?
No. Not lied. But you have a habit that you do that other people think you're doing for a different reason than you actually are. You don't have to have lied about something. You just need to be doing something that you're doing for a different reason than most people would.
So you're saying at some level I'm a fraud?
No.
No. There's nothing disingenuous here. Just what way are you off kilter?
I had such a good start to this segment, and you guys are ruining it. We're going to need to cut the whole thing out.
No, we can do it.
Okay, hang on. I'm going through my iPhone photos to see if there is a memory that I lied about.
That's not the question, but okay.
Oh, I guess this one counts. People might have thought something differently. So we have a thing at work. It's the coolest, most spoiled kid thing ever, where people will come in and give talks, or bands will come in and play concerts and whatnot. And it's called the fishbowl. And so I go to every fishbowl. I love them. I feel like they're the coolest part of this job. And one time, Caitlyn Jenner came to do a book talk about her new book. And I went to the fishbowl, as I go to every fishbowl. And I think some of the people that saw me at that fishbowl thought that I was there supporting the cause, but I was just there because I go to all the fishbowls. So I wasn't being as supportive a person as I think the community was as I was sitting there. But I just wanted to hear a good talk.
Was it a good talk?
It was a pretty good talk. It was weird, man. Her normal doesn't make sense to anyone else. So they were talking about, and then we went out there and we got the Vanity Fair article, and I'm like, man, people don't do that. That doesn't just happen. And so talking about what shows she was going to be on and this, that, and whatever. And I think she thought that that was just normal life. So it was a very weird talk.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, that's me.
Did you think of one in that time, Mike?
I think so. I don't know if it's any good. It's not, it doesn't reflect well on me, but I'll say it anyway, I guess. Donating blood?
Why do you do it?
Well.
Wait, can I guess? Is it because we have already established in a previous episode that you love sweets and you know that you'll get a cookie at the end?
That doesn't hurt. That doesn't hurt.
Oh my God. You're donating your diabetic blood.
I mostly do it because I like just sitting there in the chair and like getting taken care of, kind of. It's kind of nice.
Oh my God, dude.
They just like pay attention to you and they're like,
oh, like, no, Mike. Snacks. No.
And like, sure, it hurts a little, but.
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry. I'll pay more attention to you when I'm in town next time.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Oh, no.
You know, it's a specific kind of like blood donation attention.
You shouldn't. Oh, that's so sad. That's so sad.
Yeah, I really didn't want to say that.
I was thinking this as I was walking along the downtown streets and observed this behavior. And the thought just struck me of like, if you didn't know about exercise, how scary would it be just to see someone running? Like, if you had no concept of like, oh, they're doing it for their health. There's no reason to run unless you're scared, right?
I kind of thought about that this morning. I was running this morning.
Towards the pool?
I was running down the lakefront trail and it had been a few miles and I was getting kind of tired and my mind was just drifting and I was remembering this thing I read about why people are good distance runners is because we were like persistence hunters back in the day and we would just like run animals tired until they just couldn't go anymore and then we'd get them. It's a theory at least. So as I was running down the lakefront trail, you know, it's just full of other runners and I found myself looking at someone far away and being like, I'm going to get you. I'm going to persistence hunt you, you know? And it made sense to my brain. My brain was like, yeah, get him. So
are you saying that people should be afraid of you even when you're exercising?
I'm saying maybe everyone out there is just a little bit more on alert than everybody else.
Whoa, yeah. That took this in such a different direction than I thought it was going to go.
Who knows?
Josh, your thoughts?
I mean, there's also just trying to get to someplace faster. That's a reason to run.
Well, where was the last time you ran? Full bore, full sprint.
Probably when I was playing kickball.
Yeah, I was going to say kickball.
Yeah.
You ran full sprint when you were playing kickball?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to get to those bases as quickly as you can.
I'm proud of you. I'm surprised. I thought you would trot just like little steps.
No, because like it's a small field and you can't like kick the ball as fast as far as you could like, you know, hit a baseball with a bat or something. So you got to get there quick.
Yeah, you got to run. Also, that was very patronizing. And we cut this bit last time I said it, but I would punch you in the face if you said that to me.
I've been attending an unusual amount of athletic events this week. I went to the Seattle Sounders game yesterday, and I went to the Seattle Mariners game on Thursday. And it was, first, very quick aside, at the Sounders game, when I got there, I went into the men's bathroom and like they had that trough urinal thing. Ladies, if you're unaware, sometimes they make us pee into troughs.
Make us?
They make us. They make us do it. They do. And so I get up there and this guy to my left just walks up, like unzips, does the flop. And then crosses his arms while he's peeing. He had no guided missiles. Like, he was just standing there letting happen what would. I've never seen anyone not steer. And it was like,
how did it go for him?
I don't know. He was so goddamn confident that I was never going to look at him. Like, who the hell crosses their arms when they pee?
I've never seen that before. That is pretty cool.
Yeah, now I want to try it. That's all I was thinking is that guy sounds so cool. I have an idea.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wow.
Well, you guys are impressed by this man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's one of the coolest things I've ever heard.
That's the most alpha shit.
Yeah, great. You guys go ahead and be alpha.
So I did a little bit of research earlier.
Not possible.
To prepare for something here. This doesn't really have an instead of. It's just an interesting fact. So there used to be a website. It no longer exists, called porktrack.com. Are either of you familiar with this?
Not at all.
Believe it or not, I am not.
Okay. So it was something that I found through Reddit a few years back. And so what it does is you put in your birthday and it will subtract 9 months from that date and look at the top Billboard 100 song to show you what is statistically most likely to have been playing when you were conceived.
Okay, fun.
So, yeah. So I actually found that the two of you have something in common that you probably didn't know.
Oh
man, I don't like this.
Oh God.
That took such a terrible... You started the story by saying that this website was taken down, which almost never happens anymore on the internet. So someone wanted this gone. And now you've taken that premise of something that isn't even on the internet anymore and you've turned it on us in hopes that it wouldn't be weird.
Yeah, he did this manually.
I sure did.
God damn. Okay, what is it? Let's do it.
Do you want to guess what you have in common?
It's got to be Michael Jackson.
Holy shit.
What?
It's Michael Jackson.
Hell yeah. Do we have any audio money? Can you start playing Thriller or something?
Yeah, we earned it.
Anyway, yeah, great.
So yours, Tappan, so you were born January 3rd, 89.
Beat it. So, please be beat it.
No, Man in the Mirror.
Damn.
Nah, I mean, that's about right.
Yeah. And then Mike, you were June 21st, 88. Mm-hmm. So on September 21st, 87, I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Michael Jackson with Syeda Garrett.
That's sweet.
What was yours?
So both of yours are a little...
what was yours?
You know, Michael Jackson is like
what was yours?
Can sing sensually. Mine is the Ghostbusters theme song.
God!
Yeah! Awesome! Who are you gonna call?
God damn.
It is so funny.
This guy's actual coming of age is fucking Ghostbusters. Holy smokes. So you have no instead ofs there? Okay, here, I'll give you one. If you could have picked the song, what would you have picked instead of thinking about your parents porking you to Ghostbusters theme song? Not porking you. Oh my God.
Porking you into existence.
Yeah, there's your instead of.
Like from around that time, from the 80s?
Yeah, I imagine that there were other songs in that, even on that day, that were like number 2, 3, 4, right?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
You didn't do much research, did you?
What about When Doves Cry?
I wish, I was hoping that you were going to go for something actually from when you might have been conceived. You know those chanting Catholic monks?
What?
when the monks who sang songs when those were the songs of the day, you know, I felt like that would be more in line with when you were
a Gregorian chant.
Yeah. That's funny to me. I don't know why this is funny to me as a bit. He's not that old.
Oh, it was a joke about that. Oh,
oh my God.
That was not well put together, Tappan.
Hey, Mike, did you get it?
Yeah.
So, very odd. Last week, immediately after recording the podcast, I had to go get dinner. So I walked down to this weird little market in Fremont. I don't know if you guys remember this neighborhood. And I'm all right, I'll just grab a already made sandwich or some pizza. And I'm gonna get a candy bar and I saw these, they didn't have like any conventional candy bar. It was like all the health candy bars. I'm like, oh God, all right, whatever. And I picked.
Like that have almonds and nuts and shit in them?
Or they were like super fancy. Like they show you the percentage of cocoa on there. And so I grabbed a dark chocolate and a milk chocolate, and I had like these slices of pizza, and I'm like, good dinner. I'm looking forward to this. And so I get to the checkout lane, and this guy is there with his wife, and his wife is in front of me, but she's on her cell phone, so she's not paying attention. The guy waves me in because he sees that I only have two things to pay for, or three things to pay for. And he's just like, I know she's not paying attention. You know, like, don't worry about it, man. Like, you go for it. And I'm like, oh, damn, that's really nice of you. So in my head, I go, you know what I'm going to do? I really don't need two candy bars. I saw the lady was looking at like the candy area earlier. I'll just give them one of my candy bars and be like, here you go. I didn't really need to, like, enjoy. And so as I get up to the checkout thing, the guy who was working at the grocery store starts engaging in banter with me about the chocolate bars coincidentally. He goes, oh, have you had these? And I'm like, no, no. And I'm like looking over just to make sure that they notice that like I'm going to buy them and then give them to them just because like I'm thanking them for something they did. And he goes, oh, yeah, great chocolate bars. You know, these are my favorite, actually. And I'm like, yep. How much are they? And he goes, you know what? You've never had one, right? And I'm like, no. He goes, how about this? I'll give them to you for free.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm like, did this son of a bitch just cut me off on the good deed train? Like, I can't give them a candy bar now. He gave them to me for free. It's not a gift anymore. Now it's like, hey, I just got this. You want one? Catch. He out good deeded me.
Wow, he did. He good Samaritaned you.
I think he knew what I was doing, and that's why he's like, this is a head game. No one just starts talking about chocolate bars. He knew what was up. He knew the score.
He did, man. He wanted to look better than you.
Damn. So anyway, then something like even more zany happened. I was sitting at the house on a dating app as per usual, and a match with someone, and she had told me earlier.
Congrats.
Yeah, thanks. She had told me earlier in the day that she couldn't hang out for a while, busy schedule, this, that, whatever. I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, if you don't want to hang out, I'm cool with it. But like, as we were talking, we found out that we live like 4 or 5 blocks from each other. So she just like hits me up at night and goes, hey, I need you to, or not need you to, like, would you help me move my bed frame from my car into my new apartment? And I'm like, what is this, like a rom-com? Like, this is the first time we meet? Like, I'm going to go to your car, like the dark neighborhood, and just help you move this thing? So I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever. And so I left the house. I go over there. And I'm motivated by just one thing. I go, this is it. He's not here. I can good deed this. So I like run over there, get the bed frame. We get in the apartment. I wash my hands. We don't even talk. And I'm like, all right, see ya. And I left. And I'm like, good deed of the day done.
Wow. Wow.
I've been waiting to tell you guys that story for a week.
This, something similar happened to me once. A number of years ago, I was on a dating app. And I lived in a different place and started talking to this girl and, you know, it was going fine and stuff.
Good work.
And then it got to, oh, thanks. And then it got to somehow like where we live. And I was like, oh, I live by there too. And she's like, oh, which building? And I'm like, this one. And she's like, oh, me too.
Oh, God.
Which floor? And I'm like, oh, this one. And she's like, oh, me too.
No way, dude.
Which unit? Oh. We share a bedroom wall.
Oh. Had you heard anything that had turned you off of this?
Yeah, I had.
Oh, no.
And we never talked again.
Oh, no. Did you never talk again? Because you could just gently rap on the wall behind your bed and she would hear you.
We could have, in Morse code, we could have.
You could have passed a can and string between your bedrooms.
I continued like sharing a well with her for the next 3 years, and we ran into each other many, many times.
How did you not know what she looked like? Like, don't you see your neighbors once in a while, just like going in and out of there?
I had never seen her before.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Did her future boyfriends look like you?
Yeah.
Oh my god. So, dude, so while you're in, like,
as far as I know, I didn't see a lot, but
while you're in, like, your apartment, your room, basically, someone that is like you is like having a successful relationship on the other side of the wall, all because they said yes and you said no.
Yeah, when you put it that way, that is just like that's just like a bizarro Mike. It's just like a different...
Dude, what if you're bizarro Mike?
Well, I am.
Well, that was easy. Glad we settled that one.
That's your let's make that your rap name from now on. Bizarro Mike.
Bizarro Mike?
I like it.
I have a question from Tim in Naperville.
Hey, Tim.
Is love a fraud?
Oh my god. Tim inspired you to ask those earlier questions, didn't he?
Is love a fraud?
That's the whole question.
Yes or no? Is love a fraud?
Did you say yes or no after that?
I mean, technically it's a yes or no question.
Jeez Louise. Well, I'll let the married one of us speak, I guess.
No. Oh. Let's define our terms.
No. Nothing implied by that. No. Yeah, nothing implied by that. It's just like he has exhibited the capacity for love, right? So let's find out if love is a fraud.
Right. I just meant that's a lot of pressure.
Oh, okay.
No.
Oh, my God, dude.
Phew. That's my answer, too. Phew.
Yeah, but like your wife listens to this podcast. Couldn't you have said that a little more enthusiastically?
No,
love's not a fraud. You know what? Love is real, and I feel love. But instead, you went with, no.
So it's such a bizarre question. Like, who?
It's not a loaded. It's not necessarily loaded.
Like, it felt like a trick question, and I feel like most people on this planet that are like in their 20s have felt love in some capacity aside from tapping. And
hey. I love Diet Coke, and you know that. You know that.
Yeah, but that's like,
in fact,
unrequited.
I don't know what that word means. Ooh. In fact,
it means that Diet Coke doesn't reciprocate the feelings.
You don't know that. It reciprocates the feelings with the sound that the can makes as I pop it open.
Yeah, but it makes that sound for everybody.
I really would fight you if I could. I really would. Oh, God. How dare you? But anyway, I was going to end on a different story.
Go ahead.
Similar to this. Diet Coke. Mike, listen to this. Something really cool to tell you. Josh, you might actually be interested too. Actually, Josh, you might have an answer to this question. So like a week or so ago, I'm at the house. You know how I be. Yeah, the house. So,
as if there's like a different one, or like an apartment, or like the lake house. Or...
Let me keep going.
Anyway,
keep going.
Go on.
Who's the old cool guy in your house?
I'm at the house kicking it, right? And so, I get out there and I'm like, you know what? I forgot to do. Forgot to get the mail. I get the mail. There it is, like a rectangular prism about yay high, and I'm holding my hand up about bottle height. I open it up. It says Coca-Cola on it. And I'm like, holy shit. They've heard. Like, they know. Like,
word has reached them.
Word has reached big Coca-Cola. And they are, you know, they want to let me in. This is probably like one of those Men in Black like refrigerators that I open. There's a little alien sitting inside, and he gives me some instructions, you know? So I'm like, all right, I'm hyped. I go into the kitchen. I'm like, this should be opened in the kitchen. I open it up. It's in there. It's got a little note on it. I'm like, I'll read the note in a second. I open up the box. You know what's in there, Mike?
What?
A glass Diet Coke bottle that says my name on it.
What?
Yeah. It says my name on it. Yeah, not even joking. It says my name on it. And I'm like, okay, this is obviously like a sales pitch. They want me bad. And I, you know what? the thing is, I want them just as bad, but I have to act like I don't. All right, here we go.
Which kind of Coca-Cola product was it, by the way?
It was Diet Coke.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. You think they do all the work and then get the product wrong? So anyway.
They know his brand.
So then, you know, I forgot about the note. And I'm like, all right, let me open this up. Bam. Open it up. There's like a little nice note in it that says, actually I don't have it handy, but it's like, if anyone should have this, it should be you. And you know who signed it?
Who?
It was signed, I'm not making this up, Joshua Johnny.
Wait, who's what?
That? Who's that?
Yeah, yeah, it came from Vegas. I think you were in Vegas, Smoove, a couple weeks ago, but like, I guess around you, there was some dude who had your first name and my last name and knows the intimate details of my life, and he sent me this nice gift.
It didn't come from Vegas, though.
Or I can't remember wherever it came from. I think you were there. You had mentioned that you Atlanta? I don't know.
Georgia.
Yeah.
I was not there.
But anyway, you were at the same place that this bottle originated from. I know that much.
I was not.
You listen to me. Yes, you were.
I'm ruining your story.
You're not welcome. You're not welcome anymore.
He was there. And anyway, now we got to get to the bottom of who Joshua Johnny is and if he works at Coke, how I reach him, basically. Any ideas?
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, that was a roller coaster for me. I thought you had a real serious Diet Coke problem. And they sent you, this was a real thing you got from corporate Coke because you drank that much Diet Coke and they love you that much. Okay.
So,
we're good.
Wait,
never mind.
Their note would have said, please stop drinking Diet Coke.
No, their note would have been like, hey, we love you. Keep drinking Diet Coke. Here's your own bottle. But I would have been like, dude, this is an intervention now. This is an intervention cast. But this is a really nice gesture from Josh.
Yeah, but who is Josh?
Me. If you said, Josh, you might have an answer to this one. Yes, I do. That person is me. I did that for you. You don't have a cousin or anything. I did it. That was me. Shower me with thanks and praise that I deserve for doing this nice gesture for you. That was my Good Samaritan thing for you.
Whoa. Dude, you know, we're never going to get married, right? Like, you know that. You're never going to be Joshua Johnny, no matter even if you send me gifts from your future self. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and actually
just... Oh my God, accept his gift!
I'm actually just going to give the credit for this nice gesture to the folks who made it possible. And Diet Coke. So thank you again, Diet Coke. You made me really happy. I'm sorry that Josh almost got in the way of that.
Oh.
This was an out of the blue gift, which I know you normally don't like. But when I was at the Coca-Cola World thing in Vegas, I looked and they had this huge selection of all these different bottles and cans that had people's names on them. And I like did a quick look for people I know. And I'm like, you know who would really, really want one of these? Tappan. And they obviously didn't have your name. And so when I got home, I went to their website and I paid to have one custom made for you. And this is the thanks I get?
You know, when I send you stuff, I just write your name is Tappan Ass Johnny.
Yeah, I know that.
And people accept it.
That must have been a misprint. I don't know why it said Joshua Johnny on it.
Well, it did. Hmm. And I guess just to really close it out one last time, thank you to whoever you are, Joshua Johnny, for sending me this lovely gift. It was very nice of you.
Poor guy.
This dude's sending screenshots of the gift message like I don't believe him. Is this guy real? Did you really send me a fucking screenshot of your gift message from the Coca-Cola order?
Yeah. Because I didn't include Johnny at the end. I don't know why it said
you know,
that.
Mike, you know how fake this looks, right? Mike, can you tell me how fake this looks?
It's a convenient snip there.
Like, literally, there's nothing on the website that you were on except for a half-inch trimmed thing that says gift message for this order, which you could have created.
God, seriously?
All he wants is a thank you. Two words.
There. Did I just whip that entire thing up?
Wait, what? Did you send another thing? No, you didn't. He did. Oh God! What a win! Hang on! Hang on! This costs $5
plus shipping and handling.
Shipping and handling was also $5.
Are you saying that's not enough?
Yeah, now I know for sure that this actually came from Josh Harrison. What kind of gift is this?
God damn.
Jeez Louise.
You know what? I'm going to be in your house in a couple weeks. I'm going to drink that thing. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I already threw it out. I'm kidding. I kept it. It's unopened. You can have it if you want.
I don't actually want it. I just want your thanks.
Denied.
Hey, so good show. Good show. Thanks, Mike, you know, for really bringing it.
God damn.
Thanks for listening. We'll have another episode next Wednesday, which you can listen to on instedof.fm or wherever you listen to podcasts. It would be great if, instead of just listening, you gave us a review on Apple Podcasts. You can talk about how ungrateful Tappet is, or whatever you feel like. See you next week.
You know what I wrote in my notes for this week? New game idea, butt darts. Really bring in the heat. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, God. Oh man. Oh, I have an answer, by the way, for last week's Olive Garden that was themed like a metal restaurant.
Oh yeah.
I went the route that none of you guys went, and I went with the soft metal ballad Nyok Nyok Nyoking on Heaven's Door.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.